The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 9-0 and play Binghamton and West Virginia this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, if you'd like to start with some opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
Well, we got a couple of very good wins last week. Western Michigan, we played great defense on Tuesday night and beat a team who had gone down to South Florida and won and was 6-1 coming in. And then really had a challenge from Arkansas on Saturday, where their tempo and the way that they play is something that you don't see a lot. And we had to make a lot of adjustments our team adjusted during the game to the tempo, fought through fatigue, and we got a great win.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with the Detroit Free Press.
Hey, John.
Hi, Mark.
John, as you look last year, obviously you were one of the three teams that tied for the title. How different does the top of the league look this year, you know, early in the year, just from what you've seen from different teams, Michigan State, Ohio State, and others as well?
You know, it's probably too early for me to even judge that, Mark. I don't, you know, I see the records and I follow it, you know, is the best that I can, but probably not in a educated enough to make a comparison right now. I'm more concerned with our non-conference schedule than what the rest of the teams are doing.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, could you talk a little bit about the development of your freshmen through the first month of the season, guys like Stauskas and Robinson, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning, all five of them, and really we have a Max Biefeld who redshirted, so that gives us a sixth freshman, the guy playing his first minutes, and he's young too. He was a 17-year-old senior, so we have six of those young men, and they're all coming along at different stages. We feel really good about all six of them, and some of them have had incredible opportunities where there was a void, like last year when Trey Burke, all of a sudden Darius Morris was gone, there was a void to fill. Nick Stauskas had a tremendous opportunity because of losing our Stu Douglas and Zach Novak, where maybe some other guys there are some people there that they're competing with. So really, I just really like their progress so far, and I love their attitude even more.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you just picked up your 100th victory with Michigan. Could you just reflect back a little bit on your time there and, you know, maybe what does this milestone mean to you, if anything?
Well, it's coaching in Michigan is special. And for me to have this opportunity for the last 5 years and some change now has been wonderful. I joke with everybody, the first 3 years and when you're trying to turn around a program, get it back to the top of the Big Ten, get in the NCAA tournament, it was certainly not easy, but we embraced it and fought through it. But now it's not we're not there yet. We have a lot more work to do, and hopefully the next 100 wins will come as well in a speedier fashion, and we can keep doing what Michigan is supposed to do, is be one of the leaders in the Big Ten.
Your next question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with Fox Sports in Wisconsin.
John, is this about as good as you could have hoped out of Trey Burke, as good as he would play early in the season?
Yeah, I think very early he was upset with himself because he had some turnovers, and now his last few games he's 5 or 6 to 1 ratio. So he really has done a great job. He should have had double-double the other day, I think too. He just we missed a couple shots, and he had a couple opportunities that he missed that he will see in the future. No, his attitude's been good. His defense has been very good, and you know, he's such a gamer. He gets into the Arkansas game, and I think Wisconsin played Arkansas, so you know what I'm talking about. It is an incredible pace that when you're a point guard and you're dribbling that ball all the time, or you're getting screened all the time, or you're chasing a B.J. Young around, you got to be a warrior as far as your fatigue. And he fought through every bit of it.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Rod Beard with the Daily Trader News.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Rod.
Talk about the assistants and really how they've helped to gel and to create a chemistry. The off-the-court stuff is just as important as the performance on the floor, but LaValle and Bakari and Jeff have really done a great job of really bringing the spirit of this team together. Talk about that a little bit, please.
Well, and I think it's our complete staff. I think what Travis Conlon and C.J. Lee have brought, John Sanderson, Pete Kaler, our video guy, there's an environment here of a lot of hard work, of a lot of people who really care about these young men, whether it's their academics or their individual improvement or the culture. And so as a result, now you take Val and Bakari and Jeff, and the symmetry that they have, the way that they work together and they work with the head coach, the head coach, is as good as it gets. We all have strengths. We all recognize our weaknesses, and we sort of blend pretty well. So, and now in year three, I think our roles are very defined. That's helped a great deal that I just hand things over to Jeff or to Val or Bakari, whether it's on the floor or off the floor, and I know it's going to be taken care of.
Thanks, sir.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, that looks like it's all this morning. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thank you.